Welcome.
Welcome to a new day. Welcome to a new hour.
Oh, Lord have mercy. You're, as if you haven't guessed already, this is House of Noise. It's my wonderful co-host.
Welcome to House of Noise.
My wonderful co-host, Jim, and I'm Jenna.
Yeah, I'm Jim. That's Jenna.
Yeah.
Not to be confused with Jenna and Jim.
Okay, if they get confused, they have more serious problems. I'm just saying.
We were actually talking in the last episode about this one. This is one that Jenna here had to do by herself. This is episode number... I lost my spot.
Seven.
This is episode number 17.
17.
Well, the lovely Jenna here interviewed Mike Craig from...
Farewell to Fear. Bye-bye.
Farewell, Fear.
See you later. But yeah, Farewell to Fear. And I talked to him about Underneath My Skin. I believe it was self-titled. Farewell to Fear.
What was the cover that they did?
It was like a mask or a face. Like, it was like black and grays and yeah.
No, they did a cover song.
Oh, well, Jesus, I thought you were talking about a cover.
You did talk to him about covering the Rihanna song, yeah. Diamonds.
I did, I Underneath My Skin.
I do remember that.
And the name of the album was Voices.
Yes.
Yes.
I wasn't even there. I was listening to the interview while I'm doing air quotes, working.
Very cool.
If you knew my job, you would understand. A lot of time to burn. So
Mike was very, very cool.
Yeah, it's one of those interviews I really wish I was there. There's been a few of them now.
Yeah.
I'm jelly.
He was a really good guy to talk to. So
he seemed super nice.
Yeah, he was very, very, very nice.
And you held yourself pretty well.
Thanks. I try.
So we hope everybody enjoys this interview with Mike Craig from Farewell to Fear. So have fun. So. Gotta make fun of Jenna. So.
Jerk. Hello.
Hey, is it Jenna?
It is. This is Mike.
Hey, it is. How are you?
Fine. How are you doing?
I'm good. What's new?
Oh, not much. I'm just sitting here talking to you. That's it. I know it doesn't sound exciting.
Sorry, I'm a couple minutes late.
That's okay. That's all right. We were just talking about Voices and just telling everybody a little bit about you guys. So
now you're called.
So now I get to grill you. No, I'm just kidding. I'm really not.
All is good.
So how have things been?
Things are awesome. Yeah, they're ramping up. I mean, everything since the new album launched. I mean, we've gotten a lot of really great feedback, and now the singles really start to take off. So things are going. I mean, probably as well as they probably could have been planned. So obviously, we're pretty stoked about everything that's happening.
Yeah, because I was going to ask you, because you guys released this album back in May, and so it's been out there for a little bit. So.
Yeah, so things are coming along. We hit a couple festivals and hit a couple dates to flex the new material, and we're getting ready to go back out again July 21st. So things are, the reception's been really great, and we're enjoying playing new songs, and the reaction's been great.
Yeah, it's nice you guys got to play some festivals this summer. As a festival participant, how long are your sets usually? Like about half an hour or so?
Yeah, usually between 30 and 35 minutes. And then, if you get lucky, you might play for a little bit longer, but usually that's what sits, right around 30, 35.
Oh, okay. And as far as a set list, is that something you guys figure out ahead of time?
Because especially with the festivals, they're so on time, you can't mess around. So you got to have your set list down, you got to rehearse it just the way it's, you're going to play it live, and you want to make sure that to the second, be on time, be off on time, just be courteous, because there's so many other bands that are playing, you can't really afford to push anybody back. And they, you know, if you got a good tour manager and good, you know, person that's running the festival, they won't let anybody run over. So it, you know, it kind of works out well that way. So you kind of have to pre-plan and prepare for it.
Right. And being that you guys don't live in the same area, do you make arrangements to meet in one location and then go to the festival together?
Yeah, it's the only way to do it. I mean, I wish there was an easier way, but yeah, usually we'll all fly into our meet up in Jacksonville. And then that's where I live. So it's just easier. We're everybody to meet here at home base, and we just usually rehearse for a couple of days, and then we go out. So, and some festivals we hit. Sometimes we'll run and do maybe we'll open up for somebody, or maybe we'll do a headline show. So in that case, we might have different, you know, a couple of different set lists to work from, but they're pre-rehearsed set lists, so we know exactly what we're going to do, and when we're going to do it. Yeah.
Right. Well, I'm sure as far as efficiency and just of trying to avoid any mistakes or hiccups, I suppose that makes things a lot easier. You kind of have to do it that way.
Yeah, I mean, nowadays you really do. I mean, you just got to really be on it. So, and it's good. It's good for us too, because, you know, if you think of guys like us on a tangent, we'll just kind of keep going. You know,
it's good to
have a time frame, and it's good to follow a map. So there's nothing wrong with that.
Sure. Yeah, that definitely. I get that. So when you're at these festivals and after you play, do you have time to kind of go back and be a fan of the bands that are playing and listen?
Absolutely.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, I certainly hope so. I mean, that's the ideal thing, because, like, we're first and foremost fans, you know, just as much as we are, we like to play. So we have just as much fun, you know, going back out after we're done, and even before, and checking out the bands, and there's just a lot of guys out there that, you know, we really, really love, and there's a lot of bands out there that you know, we don't know much about, but you know, we fall in love with them like fans would just by seeing them live.
Right. Now, do any of you have families and kids that you can bring along to these festivals and stuff so they can see you perform?
Sometimes. You know, it's a matter of timing. We all have families, and so, mm-hmm. but our kids range from ages, you know, all the way from infants to all the way up to, you know, kids in their 20s. You know, it gives us an opportunity from time to time to go take them so they can be there as well. We saw Jacksonville with Saliva, which was fun, because we had a lot of the families come in for that. And, you know, we had a lot of the kids up on stage with us, which was really nice.
Oh, that's nice.
So, yeah. So, you know, I think it's good to be able to incorporate family as much as you can.
Yeah. Have the kids given you any feedback?
Oh, they love it. And that's one of the biggest accolades you can get. You know, you can go through all the critics, and it really doesn't matter what they mean. If your kids love you, mm-hmm. you know, then it's all good. You know?
Yep, exactly. Exactly. You got it made, man.
Yeah, we're super fortunate. So, yeah, you know, my kids are my biggest fans, which is, you know, okay with me, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's neat. So do you think, you know, I always wonder with musicians when they have kids, if you think that your kids are going to kind of follow the same path as you, or if they didn't, would you be disappointed? I mean, my parents don't play music, but I was just curious.
Yeah. No, you know, I'm all for whatever makes them happy. You know, if they go in the direction they play and they want to go in the direction of music. I think part of me is like, oh, this is great. This is amazing. You know, cause you kind of pass on a legacy a little bit, but at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter. I mean, as long as they're happy, you know, then it doesn't matter what they're doing.
Right.
You know,
right.
But they do all express interest in music, which is great.
Oh, that is nice. That is nice.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, being that you're a musician and you're the vocalist, at what point did you make a decision that being a vocalist or maybe singing or writing music was something that you absolutely wanted to do?
Well, when I was really young, when I was probably 11, 12 years old, started out playing drums, and I was, you know, super passionate about music, which got me started. But I think when I was probably junior high school, I started singing, and that's when I kind of figured out, I think this is something that I just really want to do.
Yeah.
And when you're young, you know, you don't know much, but all you know is big visions and dreams of doing things that make you happy. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, and I think that that's a great place to make decisions, you know? And I think that as the older you get, the more you realize, or a lot of times you realize, oh, that might not be possible, or mm-hmm. you give up on your dreams too soon. So I think the earlier you get set in making your dreams and what it is you want to accomplish, the better, because hopefully you won't fall out of that. You won't just let them go, because I think that's a travesty. You know, so many people have things that they want to do in their life, but they just let go too soon mm-hmm. and they give up too early. And so I knew early when it, you know, that this was what I wanted to do. And thank God I'm able to do it, you know, for all these years and be able to continue to do it today.
Yeah. What I know, longevity has been something that has really spoken to you guys, that never give up and keep on going along. So what do you think has kept you guys inspired, or at least for you to stay on this path to doing what you're doing now?
I think it comes down to, so once you get your heart set on something, I mean, I think what we've realized is that the only way you will fail is if you quit. So, and I think we've gotten such a firm belief in that that is the truth, and that's the case, mm-hmm. that, we rest assured at night that, hey, it's not going to be perfect every day, and every show is not going to be great, and every song's not going to be awesome. But at the end of the day, the only way you're not going to get where you want to go is to quit. So if that's what your truth, if that's what your belief really is, then you're going to be fine.
Yeah.
You know, and I always, my belief has always been, hey, if you can put up with enough crap for longer mm-hmm. than anyone else, you're going to end up at the destination you desire.
Right.
So just don't quit. Just don't give up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and just know that whatever it is you're looking for is right around the corner. It may not be tomorrow. It may not be next month or next year, but it's coming. Okay. Just don't quit.
Yep. It might take a little longer sometimes, but it's...
hey, you know what? But, you know, it might take a very long time, but... You know, there's something to be said for, you see some of these guys out there that has been doing it for 20, 30, 40 years or so. Mm-hmm. And you look back and you go, man, that's amazing. You know, but you look, the stories that have been created, the moments that have been created, and the memories and, you know, that's what life is about, you know? So what if it takes some time?
Yeah.
What else are you going to do? If you pursue your dream and do the things that you love, I mean, what are you doing with your life? You know, so you kind of have to keep that in mind.
Right. And my co-host, Jim, who he's actually out of town, but I always Facebook Live my show and stuff.
Sure.
So he's sending me questions to ask you. So
I love it.
One of the questions that he has is, how do you feel that you've grown as an artist over the last, you know, 6-7 years?
Oh, wow. I mean, it's been a constant evolution.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we've made our goal never settle. I mean, you know, in always keep an open mind, you know, when it comes to writing and it comes to when it comes to music, and don't be afraid to go in a direction that maybe is unpopular to some people, and you know, try something, take risks, you know. So that's been our philosophy, and it's I think probably over the last, I don't know, even the last 4 or 5 years, I mean, we've done a 180. But our goal is every time we come up with a new album to always do something that keeps people, you know, saying, wow, mm-hmm. these guys are just in constant evolution. And that's important.
And do you think doing that being said, that kind of helps avoid some of the stagnation that a lot of some artists might deal with, kind of that keeping them stuck?
For sure. Yeah. I mean, I think that, there's so many great bands out there and some great artists and great producers and always putting out mm-hmm. great music. But if you're afraid to kind of step outside of the bounds a little bit and try something new, because maybe it's unpopular to some people, you'll never see what it's really, you know, what's possible.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, like I said, I always say, step outside, you know, think differently, add new people into the mix, mm-hmm. you know, try to, try to force yourself outside of the box, because you know, the longer you're together and the longer you continue to write in the same format, it just sounds like the same stuff over and over again. So our focus was to make every song that we do better than the last song we did, and make sure that whatever album we're creating has a lot of diversity built in. So when, you know, when someone's listening to the album, they won't get bored three songs in. So yeah, I basically heard, you know, now I can tell I've heard the album based on the first three songs, because I think that would be sad. So get to the end of the album and go, man, I'm ready for the song.
Yeah, I completely agree. Now, I'm kind of excited because I'm a big Seven Dust fan, and I love Dark of the Day.
Yeah.
I love Lowry. So when I saw you guys got to work with Brett, I thought that was pretty awesome. So are you going to continue to work with him if you can on every project, hopefully?
It's a possibility. New Blood was our album that we came out with that we ran and I produced with Brett, which was really a great experience. And he's just an amazing guy and super talented. And he was one of those things when it came to us stepping outside the box, saying, hey, let's explore what's possible. And sometimes you need somebody with a different perspective to pull, you know, some creativity out of you that you may not see. And he did that. And he was a blast to work with. And actually, we did our EP with him, too, Legacy, which was still an evolution, just in a different direction. And really enjoyed that. But it was actually after that is when we kind of made the decision that we wanted to do something a little bit different. And that's when we decided to go back in and record the album Voices. And we went with a new producer, which is Damon Starkey, which, you know, is a very close friend of mine and a very, very, very talented producer, engineer, singer, songwriter. I mean, he's just an amazing guy. And I sat down with him and I said, here's where we've been. Here's my thoughts and here's where I'd like to go.
Right.
What do you think? You know, and he said, this is right up my alley. I think that was one of the things. And it wasn't because we didn't want to work with Brett. We love him. And I love the chance to work with him at any given time. But it was one of those times where for us to try something a little bit new. And I think that was important for us in order to go in the direction that I believe we needed to go.
Yeah, yeah. And, I mean, that speaks to the whole entire stepping out on a limb and, you know, because sometimes you get comfortable working with that one producer.
Oh, and it's super comfortable. Yeah. I mean, yeah.
It's like, I don't want to try somebody new.
You're like, oh, my God, I don't want to work with anybody else. But sometimes you got to do that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, and I have to tell you, the video for Underneath My Skin, two words that really, to me, symbolize the video is surreal. And dark.
Yeah, great.
Because to me, just the whole entire, it's dark. And, you know, there's almost like this shadow on the outside that makes it seem like you're almost dreaming. Like it's kind of a surreal. And then, you know, when the guitar strings are hit and they kind of slow down, you know, where it almost looks like it's in slow motion. It's pretty technologically, it's pretty cool. I love to edit videos, so I got a little geeky over it. I was like, oh my God, that's so cool.
I get it. You know, I think that, and you know, we had a great producer on that one as well. And we got together and we wanted to do something that would kind of depict what the song was about. But we wanted to leave it open for people to kind of have their own interpretation.
That's cool.
And he did an amazing job. David Borges, the guy's name, he did just an unbelievable job.
Did you guys finish that shooting for that in like one day, or was it over several days?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, that was a one day thing, you know. Wow. And it was amazing because we worked on, like, it was pre production, you know, what we were going to do, how we were going to do it,
right?
And thoughts for a couple weeks leading up to it, but then the reality was that it only took about a day to do everything, and then the editing is really where all the magic happens. So
yeah.
it took about 3 weeks after that to really come up with a product.
Oh, okay. So did it, when you guys saw the finished project, did it kind of blow your mind a little? Like, whoa.
Oh, absolutely. It was like, this is exactly what we were hoping for, it just, we were jacked and excited that, and we were, at that point, we just couldn't wait to let everyone else see it.
I see that people have responded to it on YouTube and stuff, so that it's good to see people are paying attention and noticing and responding.
It really is.
Did you guys send that off to Howard Stern? I'm just curious because I know.
I know we have one here, but actually we thought that maybe, he might catch wind of what we were doing. Right. Now, although we did when we released the single, we definitely sent that out to folks, kind of keep them abreast of what we were doing, because it's been a few years since we've kind of been, in that direction. So we always kind of want to stay somewhat close and let them know what we're doing.
Right. And you want to talk about stepping outside the box to cover a Rhiannon song that's completely a different genre. That's definitely stepping outside the box to do something like that.
Yeah. Well, like you said, you got to, step outside and say, what's the worst thing that can happen, somebody doesn't like it, somebody doesn't like it. So that's going to happen no matter what you do.
True.
There's always going to be people that like certain things and dislike others. Mm-hmm. Sometimes, like I said, you got to step out. In this case, we stepped out and it worked out really well for us. Yeah.
Well, good. Well, that seems to be a theme. So you guys just have to keep on stepping out.
Yes.
Every album now.
That's right. Well, you say,
no
we'll
pressure.
Go further and further every time, I think, hopefully.
Right. No pressure, though, at all. None.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks a lot.
Hey, that's what I'm here for. I'm just doing my job.
I love it.
So, I always wonder, because you guys know each other, if it makes the collaborating easier or less easier, because you know all each other, so you kind of, already know. Does it make it easier or harder, I guess, if you versus not knowing someone that well?
Yeah, well, I think it's always it does become difficult when you have everybody try to be the main writing source. It becomes very, very difficult. And so we don't go that route necessarily. It's usually just a couple of us that do the majority of all the writing. And then we have, we have everybody else bounce off feedback and solicit that, feedback that way.
Yeah.
Because if you have, five guys or six guys with a producer in there and they're all trying to, drive the direction of the song or how it's going to go, you might not ever make it out.
True.
The good thing is, the formula that we have works, and everybody seems to be really happy with it. So, we're going to continue, going down that path. And
good.
And like I said, and if we want to throw it a curveball, we'll try something new. It's just one of those things. You can make it up as you go.
Yeah, true. And that's how we all live, isn't it? You kind of make it up as you go.
For sure.
Sometimes you miss, sometimes you hit a home run. So
exactly.
Yeah. So now I did see on your Facebook page that you guys were kind of taking a little poll to have fans maybe pick the next video. So
absolutely. We're anxious because you can't pick. When we're so close to the music, it's really hard for us to pick. Mm-hmm. When you don't know, what the true pull of the fans are when they hear the new song or the new album, you don't really know.
Right.
So if 90% of the people said pick this song, we would do that song. It just makes common sense. So I'd love to be able to get some feedback from some folks on what they think the next video should be.
Awesome.
And we'll produce. It's going to be a good one. So
yeah.
We just want to, we kind of want to get some thoughts and some ideas from everybody out there.
And how long are you going to let this process continue until you get that song?
We'll probably do this for the next few weeks.
Oh, okay.
And we'll start polling people and just trying to get some ideas and start asking. And obviously we've got a string of shows that we're going to start out in July 20th, I believe.
Yeah.
So we're gonna start asking there too. Just
awesome.
To start getting some feedback from some folks.
Well, I'm excited to see what ends up happening. I think that's very exciting. And you are doing a couple shows, July 21st, 22nd, the 27th through 29th, and then you're not doing another show until late September. So
yeah, we're adding. We may even have a St. Louis show in there somewhere. Have a Memphis show in there somewhere. We're still trying to lock in
any Michigan shows.
So
any Michigan shows?
Not on the books yet, but okay. Definitely in our sights for sure.
Okay, well, good. I know, because I was sad because I saw you guys had played with Seven Dust, and like I said, I am a big Seven Dust.
Oh yeah, me too.
Geek. Yeah, I've got like 14 tattoos.
Huge.
And I think half of them are related to Seven Dust. I'm like obsessed much? No. So I know they're coming with Clutch in October. So hopefully if they make, you know, that would be cool if you guys could jump on with them. Or I know Gemini Syndrome is the guitarist, one of his favorites, and they're coming to Michigan, and that would have been a... You guys would fit.
They'd be
perfect.
Great. Another great band to play with. So,
yeah.
But you know, we could definitely have some fun with that. We'll put some good vibes out in the universe there and see what happens.
I will, for sure. You know, and that's the other thing, because I know every band wants to jump on that tour, but it's hard if you have, some people have day jobs. I don't know if any of you guys have day jobs at all, in addition to...
Everyone has businesses businesses and or jobs, and they, you know, so it's hard to balance all that stuff.
Right.
You know, so you got to be very cautious about what you do, and you know, that's why, you know, the industry is different today than it ever has ever, you know, has ever been. So I think bands have to, they have it harder on them than they've ever had.
Right.
Because it doesn't pay quite the same way it used to.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's hard, really hard to make a living out there doing that stuff. So,
yeah.
So, yeah. So, when you see us come out there, we're coming out there because we specifically wanted to go in that direction. And we thought long and hard about it. And everyone sacrificed a lot, mm-hmm. you know, by going out there and playing those shows just mm-hmm. to be there. So, but it's what we love to do.
Yeah. Well, and I know for some bands, it doesn't matter who we tour with. We got to get on a tour. We got to, you know, get out there. So is it more important? It's probably more important for you guys to do tours versus maybe playing a show here. Or playing a show here, or maybe
it certainly
easier.
Can be. Yeah, it certainly can be. I mean, it's better if you've got, you know, something set up where you can go out and plan for, you know, 2-3 weeks at a time. But there are certain cases where, you know, going up to do 2 or 3 shows here and are just great. You know, so it just depends on, you know, if you're in Florida and you got 2 or 3 shows and you got to drive from Florida to the West Coast, that doesn't make any sense. But
right.
You know, regionally, you can really make those type of things work.
Yeah. So is yourself being a musician, and you know, you've been doing this for a long time, what has been the most meaningful or exciting or fun part of all this for you specifically?
I like all of it, but I think that I really enjoy the creative side of of putting this project together and writing songs and see that come to fruition and have it, you know, have it released where, you know, people can weigh in on it.
Mm-hmm.
So I've always been a big, leave something great that'll last longer than after you're gone. You know, so I'm a big, build a legacy
mm-hmm.
kind of a guy. So the creative side for me and leaving something, you know, behind has been a big deal for me. So,
right.
And this is the outlet that personally I've been able to use to make that happen, which is, you know, I mean, like I said, there's so many other attributes that I love about it, but that's probably one of the biggest.
Well, that's, you know, in having kids, I mean, it's going to be super cool that they'll be able to share in that legacy and really have that, especially when they get older, to say, hey, that's my dad. You know what I mean? Like, can't even imagine. That's so awesome. Yeah.
That is, you know, the idea, you know, maybe we don't live forever. So, you know, what are you going to leave behind for your great grandkids, you know?
Yeah. We can't freeze ourselves and then get revived later. That just.
Not yet. That's all I know.
That would be weird. Wow. That would be too. Yeah. I don't know if you're much into I don't know if you watch television and all, but if you like Westerns or sci-fi, there's this show called Westworld. I don't know if you ever heard about it. You should check it out. It's interesting.
I've heard of that one.
Well, you're a creative person, so you might appreciate the creative aspect of it, but yeah. A little side note.
Very cool. I'll have to check that out.
See, I hate this. I go off on tangents and then my brain goes, all right.
It's all good.
So if you guys were to do a cover, or maybe not even a cover, but is there anyone out there you really are looking to collaborate with in the future, like that you would like to write a song with, or maybe have them play an instrument in your band, you know?
Oh, man. God, there's a bunch, I'm sure.
Yeah,
I mean,
three.
I could probably go off on a tangent of all the people that, you know, I'd love to be able to do some writing with, or, and you ask the rest of the guys, they'd probably have another, list of people that, you know, they'd love to write with. But, I mean, there's so many amazing people out there. But I think one of the that always pops in my mind would be, like, Mike Patton with Faith No More or something like that, which would be... You know, it would be amazing. But, you know, there's probably 20 more just like that that I, you know, would love to have the opportunity to do something like that with.
Yeah. Well, what's really cool is, let's say you collaborate with somebody and then you go out on a tour with them and then you can do that song live together while you're
that'd be amazing. Yeah.
That would be fun. Yeah. So... And I always like to know, because, you know, you guys played the festivals, you've done the shows. Do you have a fun fan story, or maybe somebody has emailed you or commented on something and it really hit you, like affected you deeply? Do you have a fun or neat fan story?
We've done over the years that have come in, and I think one of the biggest things, which is it made it worthwhile for us, is, you know, we had a guy that was over, this was a couple of years ago, and was over in Iraq, he was a fan and loved our music and whatnot, and we'd write back and forth on social media and whatnot when we could, and just getting some of the messages from him was really, really cool, because he'd say, hey, you know, this particular song got me through a lot when I didn't think I could, you know, those types of things. So, and that was a big testament to, you know, where we were at in our space and where we were writing and who we were writing for, and trying to give people, you know, some positivity in their life and some hope, and knowing that wasn't all for nothing. You know, people were out there listening. And we were writing about, help them through a particular situation that they're having a bad time with. So that for us was, you know, we can't ask for anything more than that. It was a big deal.
Right. That is just like, that's awesome. Because, yeah, I give my hats off to people in the military. So,
yeah.
So awesome. So. Social media, because it is a part of what we is out there that we all deal with every day. What for a fan, for my listeners, where can they best get a hold of Voices, your music? Because I know you guys do have a web page.
For sure.
So farewell to fear.
So multiple places you can go. I mean, you can go to farewell to fear, the number two fear, for going to the website, farewelltofear.com. You can catch us on multiple social outlets, on Facebook. You can go farewell to fear on Twitter, Instagram, You can go to the pavement, our label page, Pavement Entertainment. You can go to YouTube, obviously, to see any videos. You can actually go to Spotify, actually, and follow us there, which I wish you would. And, and get a chance to listen to everything that we've got. That way you can get a good understanding of who we are and, maybe dig a little bit deeper into the music and some of the lyrics. And when it comes to voices, maybe listen to all those songs and kind of let us know. We'd love to hear your feedback on,
definitely.
What do you think that next song is going to be that we probably should do, So we're going to do the next video for, so that would be a huge help for us.
And
we just hope that everybody has room.
Well, I can definitely do that. And, I'm internet radio and it's my show. So I get the privilege of being able to play what I want, when I want. So
Love.
Yeah.
Very cool. Well, I appreciate it. And do you have a favorite off the new album yet? Or are you kind of still stewing over it?
I took a listen to the initial part of the songs, but I really wanted to kind of dive into Underneath My Skin. And like I said, when I watched the video, oh my God, it's just amazing. It's amazing. Like I said, awesome. I know all about editing. So from an editing standpoint, the music, just the look of the, it was just gave me the chills. It blew my mind. I couldn't stop watching it.
Very cool.
I just think it's
Good. I'll make sure that I tell David, the producer of that video, that you said so. And
yes.
And obviously we're using him again for the other video. And I know he's got some big plans for that. So we always hold on that weekend before.
And I will definitely keep the poll running here on our House of Noise page on Facebook. And like I said, we go Facebook Live. And I know Barbara sent me all the songs so I can play them and, ask people to give me their feedback. And I will definitely let you guys know what I think and stuff. So
that'd be great.
But I really appreciate you calling.
Well, I appreciate Mike. That, too.
So, and, good luck to you guys. And hopefully you'll make it out to Michigan and we'll be able to actually see you and meet you. And that would be super cool.
We will definitely make it that direction. And so stay tuned. Keep me posted.
Awesome.
What's happening in your world. And I'll do the same. And then we'll definitely connect. But I appreciate everything.
Perfect. Well, we appreciate you and the music and just the gifts of musicianship that you guys share with us as fans and fellow music appreciators. So we do appreciate that. That's for
sure. Absolutely.
All right, man.
Well, we appreciate you. And we'll be talking to you soon.
Definitely. And have a great 4th of July. So,
hey, you do the same. Take care.
Yeah, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
See, that was a fun interview.
That was a fun interview, of course. I did it myself.
See, I am super jelly. I wasn't there.
You should have been. But you were there in spirit.
I was there technically in...
You text me a question or two or something?
Yeah, I was watching you do the live feed of the interview because you had the live feed going in the station. I was watching that and texting you questions the whole time, like annoying the shit out of you.
You were not annoying the shit out of me.
Sure.
So you were a part of the interview then?
Sort of. That was the first one I had to do that I wasn't with you.
Right.
Or the first one that I wasn't there to do with you. So that's what I meant. That's the correct wording because I speak English.
You do speak English. You speak English as you do the mass very well.
So recent history, they did some touring.
Mm-hmm.
What was it with Flaw?
Yes.
They did some other tours too. They did Rocklahoma, I believe.
Yeah.
That's my fillers. The one you hate the most. I'm thinking. Leave me alone.
Oh, they when they played in Battle Creek, they if you've never been to the Music Factory, they have the wall where you can write with it. Shut your pile. Write on it. And they are now on the wall at the Music Factory in Battle Creek, Michigan.
I want to be on the wall. I've never been to that venue.
Oh, it's super cool.
Is it?
Yes.
Maybe that's why everybody plays there, huh? We were just talking earlier about how there's so many bands that play the Battle Creek one. But like I said, it's like an hour and a half from here. Well, from
it is.
Which we've made longer drives, but it's wear and tear on the vehicle and wear and tear on our bodies.
Yeah, it is.
Because, you know, by the time we get home, be like, what, 3?
Uh-huh.
Depending on what time we left.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we always stay after and hang out, so.
We do.
So they have a new single out. We are assuming they are working on new material, and we'll have an album out sooner than later.
Yes, their new single is Thorn.
Yes.
And they actually are going on the Jericho cruise.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, in January of next year. There was a petition going around for them to be on Shiprock, but I don't think it happened, so I think that's why they're on the Jericho cruise, which I didn't even realize Chris Jericho had a cruise.
Well, everybody's got a cruise.
Everybody's cruising for a bruising sometimes.
Oh, whatever. That was the worst.
Oh, that was a dadism.
I know. That's why I said that was the worst.
Oh, it wasn't. It was not.
So, yeah, get your butts on the interwebs and into your wherever you buy music. And
Buy music
because people need to start buying.
Yeah, buy music and quit buying it digitally. Buy it. Actually buy it to have a physical copy.
If you
want
to just check them out, they're on all the different social media platforms, and they're all on all the different places you can listen to music to. You
know, they are the Spotify's, on the interwebs.
The Spotify's, the Hearts, the
Hotify's, the
Apples.
Fartify's, the Fortify's, Spotify's.
The Googles.
The googly eyes.
We just add S's and I's to everything.
Makes it more interesting.
Well, go check them out. They're a really badass band. Yeah, that's all I got.
All right. Well, better check them out, you right. Fools.
You're a fool.
You're a fool for love.
That's what I was thinking.
All right. We out. Peace. Deuces. Bye-bye.
Rock on.
With your cock on.
Rock hard. With your cock hard.
That's even better.
Rock all hard right. With your cock hard. This all is right. Jen and Jim. We're out.
We out.